This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Feed Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, the three-day winning streak is over. And yes, I made myself sit on the couch and watch that entire second half between USC and Utah as punishment. Yeah, I got sucked into the offense. I got all excited about what USC was going to do. And I looked past that defense. How did I do that? And why did I step up for two units? Oh, I'm embarrassed with that effort. So let's recap the losing card. Yes, we lose on USC for two units. Terrible play on my part. UTSA, we cash minus the nine. So thank you to the Roadrunners. Then in college basketball, you had my back when I needed you the most. I give you only one winner in college basketball, and you hit your fifth straight bet on Twitter. So thank you, thank you, thank you. You bailed me out. The Baylor Bears get the job done against the Zags. We played the plus two, and we cashed. They went outright. We lose a heartbreaker on Harvard. I don't know how. We should have had that game. We had the plus two, and in the very end, we lose by three. Yes, not good. That one hurt. I was upset, and I was frustrated with the outcome there. Wake Forest had a first half lead. Second half, they didn't show up. We get blitzed, and we lose. NC State, well, they lose outright at home to Pittsburgh. And for the day, we lose $227.27. And I checked the math about four different times. I felt like I lost $900 in the night, but I guess it wasn't as bad as I thought. So now let's get to the card for Saturday. Hopefully today will be a little bit better. I don't know. I have no confidence when it comes to the college football here. We're going to lead off with the Big 12 championship. It is Kansas State and TCU. So my head says to bet TCU, but my heart says to back Kansas State. I'm a little biased here. Well, I'm a lot biased here. We cash five units of future bets on Kansas State during the regular season. I'm a big fan of head coach Chris Klieman and their athletic director, Gene Taylor. So I'll be cheering for the Wildcats like mad. The K-State quarterback, Will Howard, well, the first meeting, he got tossed into the deep end after Adrian Martinez went down with an injury. The Cats actually ran Howard in that game nine times. Not exactly the game plan you expect. In the last 3 weeks, he's only ran it 10 times. So this time around, K-State will be preparing to utilize the strengths of Will Howard versus Adrian Martinez. I think that's going to help him. TCU, I tip my cap. You've earned my respect. You went into Texas and you won. You went into Baylor and you won. You're 12-0 for a reason. But Chris Klieman is a big game coach. In the state of Texas, he's won four national championship games and he's won his bowl game. So in a big game, yeah, I'm going Coach Klieman. I'm going to take K-State plus the 1.5 over TCU. That'll really shake up the playoffs, maybe. Okay, next up, we go to the MAC championship in the Motor City. It is Toledo minus the 3 over Ohio. So Ohio went 7-1 in the MAC. They won seven straight, but they never had to play Toledo until now. The Rockets finished 5-3 in the MAC. They lost three of their final five, and yet they make the title game. And of course, they're now favored. So fun fact here for you. No favorite has won the MAC championship game since Toledo in 2017. We're not just talking about the spread here. We're talking about straight up. No favorite has won the MAC championship since 2017. Toledo has a league-best 11 all-conference players. I'm always wrong when it comes to the MAC. Nonetheless, I'm going to lay the 3 with Toledo over Ohio. Next up, we go to the Mountain West Championship in Boise. It is Fresno State plus the 3 at Boise State. So once again, I never expected to see Boise State go 8-0 in the Mountain West after they lost to UTEP by 17 early in the season. The Broncos beat Fresno State by 20 in the first meeting, but that was the first conference game for the Bulldogs without quarterback Jake Haener. Toss the computer metrics out. Fresno State is the better team with Haener. In my opinion, anyway, even on the Smurf turf, I'm going to grab the 3 with Fresno State at Boise State. Next up, well, I'm going to skip the rest of the big games. Georgia, Michigan, those lines are just too big for me to touch. So I'm going to the FCS playoffs and a game off the radar here. It's Furman plus the 9 over Incarnate Word. So I like to read Hero Sports, and the guy on there, Sam Herder, is actually picking Furman to win this game in an upset. He's got some good logic here. The head coach at UIW officially was named the head coach at Texas State on Friday, so that's likely been a distraction this week. Furman is a good football team. They're 10-2 with one of the losses at Clemson by 23. Their other loss was against a seeded team by only 7. So I'm getting 9. I'm going to take Furman on the road plus the 9 over Incarnate Word. Next up, we got a college basketball, and we start off in the Big East. It is Villanova minus the 2 over Oklahoma. At 2-5, dare I say that Villanova needs a win? Yeah, they've lost 4 straight and 5 of 6, but all the losses have been away from home. This one will be at the Wells Fargo Center. It's unfortunately their first game of the year on that floor for them. Star freshman Cam Whitmore is considered a game-time decision. Sounds like he may go, and the Cats could really use him. Oklahoma is 6-1 on the season and just ran the table last week in Florida, beating Nebraska, Seton Hall, and Ole Miss to claim a tournament championship. I expect this one to be a physical battle till the end, but it's time for the Cats to win one, so I'm going to lay the 2 with Villanova over Oklahoma. Next up, we head to the state of Wisconsin. It is the Badgers plus the 5.5 at Marquette. So the Badgers are coming off a loss at home to Wake Forest. The Golden Eagles are coming off a big, big win over Baylor. I love a spot like this. The Badgers beat Stanford, Dayton, USC, and they took Kansas to overtime. Sure, they stubbed their toe returning from the Battle for Atlantis, but laying 5.5 to the Badgers is a little much for me, so I'm going to back Wisconsin plus the 5.5 in Milwaukee at Marquette. Next up on the card, it's the Battle of Chicago. It is Loyola of Chicago minus the 2 over my Blue Demons of DePaul. Oh, DePaul, injuries, injuries, injuries. Will it never end? DePaul has played tough shorthanded, losing by 8 to Santa Clara, 4 to Oklahoma State, and 16 to Texas A&M. They won a shootout over Samford this week, 103-98, but now they get to face that tough Loyola defense that's desperate for a win. The Ramblers are just 3-4 on the season, losing by double digits to Tulsa, Boise State, and Texas A&M, along with a 6-point loss to Harvard. So the Ramblers should be better than this. They're picked 4th in the Atlantic 10. It's been a tough start for them to gel together with all the transfers, though. But this game's big in the city of Chicago. It's a sellout, and unfortunately, I expect the Ramblers to take out some frustration on the old Blue Demons. So I'm going to back Loyola of Chicago minus the 2 over DePaul. Then your final game on the card, well, it's another inner city rival. It is Tulsa plus the 3 over Oral Roberts. So ORU won the Battle of Tulsa last year, 87-80. The Golden Hurricane are 2-4 this year. They're projected to finish 10th in the American Conference. Oral Roberts, meanwhile, they're expected to be the class of the Summit League. They have Mad Max, who has averaged over 20 points per game each of the last two seasons. ORU is off to a 5-3 start with losses to St. Mary's, a very good Houston team, ranked number 1 in the country, by the way, and Utah State so far this season. Tulsa, well, is 2-4, losers of 3 straight to Charlotte, Murray State, and Oklahoma State by 26. New Tulsa coach Eric Conkle, well, he'll have them ready for this crosstown rival after the in-state rival just crushed him. Getting points at home in a rivalry game is always a good thing. So I'm going to play the Golden Hurricane of Tulsa plus the 3 over Oral Roberts. So let's recap your card for a Saturday. In college football, I'm on Kansas State plus the 1.5 over TCU. I'm on Toledo minus the 3 over Ohio. I'm on Fresno State plus the 3 at Boise State. I'm on Furman plus the 9 over Incarnate Word. In college basketball, I'm on Villanova minus the 2 over Oklahoma. I'm on Wisconsin plus the 5.5 at Marquette. I'm on Loyola of Chicago minus the 2 over DePaul. And I'm on Tulsa plus the 3 over Oral Roberts. So that's your card for a Saturday. As always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.